How about glow-in-the-dark volleyball? The Lorain County Metro Parks have glow-in-the-dark volleyball going on a little bit later on tonight. And here to tell us a little bit more about it is Ursula Drinko. Ursula, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, so far so good. This sounds really intriguing. We read about this earlier in the week, glow-in-the-dark volleyball. Now, I've heard of cosmic bowling, which I guess has some glow-in-the-dark elements to it. But tell us all about glow-in-the-dark volleyball, because that sounds very, very exciting.
Well, glow-in-the-dark volleyball is this event that we came up with. We're going to use glow-in-the-dark volleyballs, of course. We've got some glow-in-the-dark tape that we've applied to the floor and to the nets. We're encouraging people to wear, you know, white or fluorescent T-shirts. They can wear body paint. They can bring in glow-in-the-dark items. And we're going to turn the lights off. We've got some black lights set up. And hopefully everybody's going to have a great time glowing in the dark while they play volleyball.
You mentioned the black lights there, Ursula. Are those just around the court or are those on the ground? Where are those being set up?
We've got a great guy working here, John. He has come up with this pretty elaborate scheme to elevate the black lights above the court towards the end. And so we've got each court lit up on both ends. We're hoping it's going to be really awesome.
Well, it sure sounds pretty exciting. And again, that's an event I really hadn't heard much about until earlier this week, and that's why we had to have you on to learn a little bit more about it. For those that maybe aren't familiar, tell us exactly where this is taking place. It's at the Splash Zone, is that correct?
Yes, Splash Zone is at 95 West Hamilton Road in Oberlin. We have a big field house, really nice. It is a pre-registration event, though. We are almost full. If you get locked out today or turned away, we do have another event on March 24th, which is a month from today, same time. It's a Friday also. But we're encouraging people to register ahead of time because we don't want to turn people away at the door, but we're afraid we're going to.
You mentioned that sometimes folks will paint themselves, correct? Is that part of it? That's all part of it?
Yes. So if they want to wear body paint that's fluorescent, glows in the dark, that's absolutely great. We're really hoping people have a lot of fun with this. Get themselves decorated up, and hopefully all the characters glow in the dark.
Ursula, where'd you guys come up with the idea for this? Was somebody playing volleyball in the gym one day, and you just said, you know what, that'd be cool in the dark?
We've actually been brainstorming for a volleyball league that we're trying to initiate in the fall, and I happened to see something on Facebook about a charity event that's coming up in Cleveland for Caring Continues. And their event is sometime at the end of March. And, I looked at Chris, my office mate, and I said, hey, you think we could do this? And he said, yeah, that sounds cool. And so, you know, we've taken steps and gotten everything in place, and we're going to try it tonight.
Well, it takes place later on tonight, 8 to 10 p.m., is that correct?
That's correct.
8 to 10 p.m., but if you want to get in on the action, you have to act quickly because they're almost sold out for tonight. But if you do miss out on tonight, March 24th, they will have another one. Ursula Drinko joining us right now talking about glow-in-the-dark volleyball going on at the Splash Zone at the Lorain County Metro Parks. Now, you had mentioned that this was something you guys just put together. You mentioned it was an idea that you guys had talked about, just kind of came up with. And I think it's going to be pretty exciting for everybody involved in this because I'm assuming that all those that are going to this tonight probably have little to no experience doing this. Is that correct?
We're going to assume that they have no experience. I mean, we have no experience putting an event like this on. So we're going to try for it, and hopefully it works out. Anybody is welcome to come in tonight. We've heard some of the chatter on Facebook that people are coming here to practice for the teams they're entering into this charity event. So we're hoping that people have fun. We're hoping that they're a little bit patient with us because this is our first time, too. And, again, we're going to, you know, tweak everything we need to and run this event again March 24th.
Sure, sounds good. And I just wanted to ask the format of tonight. Is it a round-robin type situation? Is it a tournament? Is there a champion at the end of the night?
We're going to be a little bit more casual than that. We're just going to kind of, you know, have the teams rotate from courts.
Nice.
We don't want to get teams locked up too long on any court or, you know, have to sit out too long waiting for a court to free up. So we're going to kind of just be casual and see how it goes.
Well, again, you have to pre-register. You could do so by calling 440-774-5059. Again, that's 440-774-5059. Glow-in-the-dark volleyball taking place later on tonight at the Splash Zone. Ursula, thank you so much for joining us, and providing some light on this situation. We hope you guys have a blast later on tonight.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too. All right. That's Ursula Drinko joining us talking about glow-in-the-dark volleyball.